What is going on, you savages, you beautiful fucking human beings? I am coming straight to those holes in the side of your head with episode number 48 of the Rich There Show podcast. Are they failures or are they learning experiences, my friends? Something I just experienced that I went through and I learned from, had kind of a big breakthrough, and I wanted to share it to see if, one, if anybody can relate, and two, if you guys dealt with your situations different than how I handle mine, because I didn't handle mine worth a shit, in my opinion. But I did learn something about myself, and it's not even that big of a thing, to be honest, and I'll get into that here in a minute. But before I get into that, you know, I like to start each and every episode with a token of appreciation and gratitude for each and every one of you beautiful sons of guns who are taking the time out of your busy day and schedule to tune in for even a minute before you say piss off or thumbs up. And one, if you guys are liking this, go over to iTunes or Spotify, leave me a 5-star fucking review, tell these guys how badass of a human I am. You know, just really get in there and kiss my ass. I would appreciate it. I'm pretty serious, actually. Go ahead and do that. I would really appreciate it. You can also go to patreon.podbean.com/richthere and pledge a few bucks a month, $3 a month, $5 a month, $10 a month, whatever you want. Helps us to grow the show, to pay for things like equipment, the website, email, all that stuff, which is in the background getting set up as we speak. So, and I'm trying to do this, I'm trying to grow this show kind of organically without sponsors and ads and all that shit. So it kind of lets us take the reins and do what we want to, man. So as I get everything set up, you guys can provide me feedback and all that good type of stuff, and we can grow together, man. It's a cool thing we are going on here, you know? I love it. And I'm about to start having some guests on, some really kick-ass guests, man. I've got a guy who's got a platform, Fit Over 40, kind of the direction I'm trying to go. And I've got my business slash life coach right now at the moment, Matt Vincent. He said he's going to be coming on. Candace Harvey, I'm going to have her on. Bunch of other people. My brother, Steven, he's a IFBB pro bodybuilder. I'm going to get his ass over here and just, you know, shoot the shit with him. I think you guys will like it, what we got in the future. So, anyways, that is enough about that. The shameless plugs, you guys. So, okay, everybody knows that if you've been following me for any amount of time, I've been selling on Amazon for about a year and a half now, right? It's end of 2021. So at first it started, you know, myself and my wife went back to work. And then it was just me. So I hired a virtual assistant and, you know, went gangbusters. We hit about over 60,000 the first year in sales. And, you learned a lot of how I needed to get better as far as like taxes, things like that. Because right now, as it stands, I was a one-man band, like me and my virtual assistant. My virtual assistant primarily only like found products. Then I had to vet those products, figure out if they were worth the shit to buy, and then buy them, send them here to the house, prep them, pack them up, send them off to UPS to get sent off to Amazon. So as I was learning the mistakes that I made the previous year, I was trying to play catch up, right? So my time is so fucking compartmentalized in the evenings because I'm trying to figure out what each little minute window of every hour, how it needs to be spent in order to move the needle. And so once I started slipping further and further behind, I kind of lost it. So basically, I was still trying to catch up, entering tax stuff into the software databases from last year, and I still have to do 2023 now. And here it is, October. You know, so I just got so far behind that I was paying my virtual assistant to find me these products that I didn't have the time to source. Right. So my wife actually looked and she was like, you know, you're still paying this dude. He's in the Philippines, right? It's $4 an hour. It's not a terrible amount of money, but I'm probably 3.5-4 months behind on my list, right? So I was paying him for nothing really. I just did not have the time because, you know, once I get downstairs after putting my daughters to bed, it's like, I still got to play catch up from last year, last month, last week. I've got to get all this stuff up so I can start and get myself in a position to progress. But I wasn't doing that. So we made the decision to, you know, to go ahead and stop service with my virtual assistant, man. And it sucked. I having to send him that message and reach out to the program that hooked me up with the virtual assistant in the first place and just tell him I was no longer going to require their services because I was behind. It sucked, you know. It's not the direction you think you're going to go once you start something like this. And so I immediately thought, I likened it to the fact that I had failed my wife and my kids. And I took it very hard for literally like probably 2 to 3 days. I was just super flat. I was wondering what the hell I had just done. You know, I wasted the last year. And like I was, it was like the worst case for some reason. I just went so dark. And then I finally meditated about it. I talked to Matt Vincent, my coach, you know, and he was like, you need to fail, you know. And then once he helped me shift my perspective and say, like, you know, what have you learned along the way in these past 12 to 15 months? You know, what have you learned? How have you grown as a person? And upon thinking about that, one, I realized, like, you know, maybe it's not Amazon that I want to do full time because, you know, it is a business model that I might be able to scale to $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 a month if I want to. But along this path in this last year, it has opened so many little doors off to the side that I've kind of like stuck a toe in and realized that the potential for growth, service, impact, and financial gains that are out there are so abundant, and it has really opened my eyes to other potential avenues I want to go down. And like one being a wholesaling real estate. I've always been super fascinated with real estate. I owned 7 rental properties a few years ago, sold those. So I'm really drawn to that naturally. So this is just something that came up along this path over the last, hell, that's only been like 6 months ago. But I just bought a course on that. Online fitness and accountability coaching. You know, I'll be 46 on the 28th of this month. And I'm in pretty damn decent shape for my age. I mean, compared to I guess the status quo, you know, whatever. So I feel like I've got some advice I can give to help men specifically. I can't relate to women. I can't relate to transgender, all that shit, but I can relate to men over 40 who are struggling with meal plans, workouts, weight loss, muscle gain, whatever. I can relate to all that stuff because I've been there. So that's something that comes naturally to me that I'm super passionate about. So, and you know, when it came down to it, dude, I was thinking like I was fucking gonna devastate my virtual assistant. And he was so cool about it, man. And you know, the program management, they came back and said, look, if you decide you want to go back with Angelo again, it's like $300 and then you just got to give him a $2 an hour raise. And I was like, that's it? So see, that was one other thing I let get in my head, was that I was completely fucking up by doing this. But instead, I had to realize that this was part of the process, right? I didn't fail. I learned. It's still going. You know, you don't just go from zero to a 7-figure business right out the fucking gate. It just doesn't happen, right? You've got to take your lumps. This is why so few people really stick with entrepreneur type shit, because it's fucking hard. It's lonely. Look, I'm out in my garage right now recording this podcast right now, right? So it's not always going to be like that. But I'm going to keep it like this for a while until I grow, until I reach enough people. But we need to fail. We need these failures, right? The failure is part of becoming successful, right? And the way to move past failures is to take accountability for them, right? You have to have the power to be your biggest asset or your greatest nemesis. And when you fail, learn from your mistakes and figure out the next step. That's what you got to do. That's what I was struggling with in that couple of days, right? And then I was like, talk to a few people and they're like, dude, you're the business is still going. It's slowed down a little bit, but look at your perspective, like look at the lenses that you've been able to see through and the potential that you've seen that is out there for you. You're starting to listen to these other whispers, and Amazon could have been just the Kickstarter to get you going in that direction that you need to. And, you know, I might get completely caught up and go forward and just knock it out of the park, and this is gonna just be one revenue stream. I don't know yet, you guys, but look, I hope that resonates with somebody who's out there who's struggling. I don't know, maybe it's fitness, maybe it's relationship, maybe it's you're starting to try to start a business and you're coming up short, you're frustrated. Keep going, man. Stop if you're frustrated, if you're flat, because I will tell you guys, when something like that affects me, and it takes me away from the present moment with my wife and my daughters, the fact that something like this can rob me from joyous moments with that, with my family, with my friends, that's when I know I'm looking through the situation from the wrong lens. You know what I mean? So think about that. If you're stuck right now in a position where you're down on yourself and you're deducting from your present moment with whoever that is, what's most important from you, if those moments aren't just fucking amazing, you're probably looking at it from a skewed perspective, okay? So there's a different way to look at it. That's all I'm saying, you guys. I had to learn it the hard way, and then I realized, look, that's part of the process. You didn't fucking fail, dude. You just gotta move forward. You've gotta learn from what you have just went through, and you've got to implement that, and you've got to move the needle past. Move forward, grow. Use this to fucking continue to fuel the fire, man. We gotta get going, you guys. I love you so much. Enjoy the time you have with the ones you love. And remember, if you're uncomfortable, if you're doing something that scares the shit out of you right now, if you've got something you're trying to do where there's people that are telling you you're an idiot for doing it, odds are you're probably on the right path. If you're fucking lonely, if it's late at night, if you're tired of shit and you're trying to get this stuff done, if you feel like, what's the fucking point, you're probably on the right path, right? And if you fail, if you fuck up, don't be so damn hard on yourself, right? That's part of the process. Learn from it. Take your bruises. Take your wounds. Lick them. Get the shit better. Get back on the road, you guys. I love you so damn much. Until next time. What? Before I go. One, you guys are the fucking best. Two, go to patreon.podbean.com/richthere. Throw me a few bucks for the growth of the show. I fucking love you for it. And go to iTunes or Spotify. Leave me a 5-star review. If they've got 10-star reviews, leave that because those are better. Let's the algorithm know that I'm kicking some ass. Gets out in front of more people. I love you guys so much. Virtual fist bump. Until the next one, here we go. See ya. I love you guys so much. You're on the right track. I love you. I love you. I love you.